Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome once again to the show. Today's Thursday, already May 21st.
Ah, it's flying.
It's flying.
All of the time.
Summer's almost here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everyone. We're here. We're happy. We're tired as hell. Well, at least I am.
Not me today.
Not you,
no.
Huh?
We switch.
Yeah, we switch today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you finally get your coffee and you got to eat and everything.
Cool. Oh, yeah. When I went to the doctor, I had them take my blood immediately because when I checked in, I was like, I'm so hungry. Do you have snacks for me? And they're like, yeah, we have snacks. Don't worry. So they took my blood and gave me a juice box and some chocolate. I was like a little kid.
Yeah, there you go. A sugar shot or something.
Yeah, you know? It was delicious.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
Made it all worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. You know what? This morning, I don't know what happened, but suddenly I'm like waking up a few minutes late, like from a deep dream. And a few minutes later than I usually get up, and I realize that I don't even know what happened. Did I get up? Did I put it on snooze? I totally like was so disoriented. So I think what I may have done is press the off button rather than the snooze. And so it didn't go off again.
No.
And luckily, I got up early. I mean, if it was 30 minutes later or something, I would have called you and said, you know, forget about it. There's no way I can get ready in time, you know. But that would have disappointed our guest. We're going to have a phone guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk about style and fashion and things like that.
So how exciting.
I know. Yeah, even for me, what the heck, you know, it's interesting.
Never hurts to learn something new.
Exactly. So, yeah. And, yeah, we have, it's amazing how many guests we've got lined up just about every day.
We're busy.
And we're busy folk, you know, that's what I'm saying.
People want to talk to us, I guess.
Yeah, they do. Well, I don't blame them.
No, I don't either. Hi, guys.
So, there was something. Oh, you posted pictures with Monica, and you said she has actually been selected.
That's an old picture. We took it last week. But, yes, so yesterday she was voted
on. Oh, I thought you were celebrating with her.
No, you can't. Okay. She's already gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so our last text to her yesterday was, like, probably at noon or something. Uh-huh. And then she went into the filming of the season finale of Survivor, and they immediately took their phones once their names got called that they were going to be on the cast.
Right.
So she already had her bag there. She had been sequestered since Tuesday, and so we don't speak to her now for 2 months.
Wow.
And then she gets back, and we can watch with her as the season unfolds.
Yeah, I know. That would be cool, huh?
Yeah. So we'll have to have her back on to talk about her experience.
Right. So do they film this in advance? It's not like, do they film all the episodes in advance?
And then they start filming as of today.
Right. So, okay, so that would be it. And then they wait for the finale to catch up, sort of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, basically she gets back in 2 months and we'll be watching the episodes with her because she'll be here.
Right.
And I mean, I don't think she can say what happens.
Right.
Because so I found out some details about how it all works. They get paid, and they get paid contingent upon the fact that they keep the secret.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if they leak any details, they don't get paid.
Mm.
And then you get paid incrementally for how long you stay on.
Right.
So obviously, you want to stay on as long as possible because you get paid more.
Right, and keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Yeah.
Your one job is to keep your mouth shut, I'm pretty sure.
Right, exactly, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, you have to have some kind of incentive, you know, for them not to open their mouth.
Exactly. Other than just an NDA.
Right. So we're talking about Monica Padilla. She's Jen's friend, and she was here on the show last week promoting herself to return to Survivor after she was on. And she said she stayed until she was like the seventh from the end or something.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Let's wish her luck. But that's a lot of people they had to go through in order to select her. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. She must have left an impression, and she obviously did a good job campaigning, you know.
Yeah. And I'm glad we could help her.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I know.
Sam.
Whatever we can. Well, don't thank me. You're the one who brought her.
Well, you allowed me to bring her.
Oh, come on. You can bring anybody you want on the show.
Thanks.
So, did you get more pictures done yesterday?
No.
You didn't? Oh, well.
Not yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Why oh, well?
Because you said you weren't. You were, weren't you?
No.
Really? So, the day
Monday.
You wore the pink, that was 2 days ago?
That was yesterday, but it was because Lauren and I were filming our episode of
Oh, yeah, Girls. That was for the filming, you see? I'm like, so not together, Jen, I'm telling you, you know? I'm like confusing and mixing things together. What is this?
That's all right. Well, at least you helped me promote our video for today because you guys should all watch it. It's at 3 p.m. Uh-huh. Pacific time, and the episode is called Unfriended.
Unfriended. And so that sounds like a Facebook thing.
It's actually, yes. It's about how to unfollow or delete somebody with class. So, like, let's say you date someone and you go out a couple times and then you follow them on social media and then you want to stop following them because you're no longer seeing them.
Right.
Like, how to do it. You don't just, like, abruptly stop following them. You have to do it with class. So we give you tips how to do it. We also talk about if you break up with somebody after like a long relationship and you have their pictures all over your social media, how you can, what you should do with that, whether you should delete their photos, whether you shouldn't, what to do. So
those are good questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So you guys started out.
We did. And it actually it came up because a guy and I were talking about it and he brought it up. I don't know. I think because he said he just got out of a relationship and he didn't know what to do with the pictures. And he's like, actually, you guys should probably talk about that on your show. Yeah. Mind you, he went and unfollowed me. I was like, asshole. Thank you for the topic, but you're the reason why now we're talking about it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The social media thing, you know, figuring it all out.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that people feel like celebrities, you know. They take their own pictures. They love showing themselves and everything. And, I mean, it's fine, you know. I mean, that's what social media gives us. It gives us that power to actually make a difference and stand out.
Yeah.
But some people overdo it, you know. It's like constantly pictures and pictures, but of themselves. But some people love themselves, I guess. I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah.
I love myself.
Yeah. No, I know. It just, to me, it's not interesting when all somebody's concerned about is how they look and posting it on Facebook, you know, because they obviously know they look good, you know, so relax. You know? What is it with all that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. There's a viral video going around about a mom that shames her daughter, who's 13 years old, for her behavior on Facebook. She says she sits there in her bra and all that stuff. So I thought maybe we'll play a little clip of this.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody stood there and took video of this. So let's see. I haven't heard it yet, but it seems pretty cool. But I want to, and then we'll discuss whether it was the right thing to do or not.
Okay.
You know?
No, speak up so they can hear you.
Christiana Martin.
Okay, and how old are you?
13.
Look at the camera.
13.
You're 13? So why does your Facebook page say that you're 19?
I don't know.
Are you 19?
No.
No, you're 13, right?
Yes.
And are you a freak?
No.
Does your Facebook page say you're a freak?
Yes.
And do you even know anything about being...
Okay, well, I'm going to stop that because our guest is calling a little bit early.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, and we'll continue that in a little bit. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Bobby Schwartz.
Yes, Bobby. Good morning.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
My pleasure.
Yes, you're here.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. You're here with Sam and Jen, and we were awaiting your call. We were just in the middle of a video, but we'll get to that later. So, Bobby Schwartz, where are you calling us from this morning?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, in Dallas. Is that where you live, or are you just visiting there?
Nope, that's where I live.
Oh, okay. All your life?
Nope, I'm originally from San Diego.
Oh, I see. So a Californian.
I am.
Very
cool.
I am
definitely a California girl.
And how long ago did you move to Texas?
A long, long time ago.
Really?
But as an adult.
Yeah.
I've been here for quite some time, so I may be half Texan and half Californian at this time.
Yeah. Now, what drew you to Dallas out of all places?
Oddly, I had come here for a job interview a number of years before, and I love the energy of this town. And so I decided I wanted to live here. And when the opportunity came with the company I was with, they were opening a store here, I announced myself that day and said, I'm going. And they said, okay.
Wow. Very cool. So, yeah, sometimes you just don't know where you're going to end up, right?
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Who would think, you know?
Yeah. So, Bobby, you're into style and fashion and so forth. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. I understand you're a personal stylist as well.
I am a personal stylist. I've held pretty much every position in the fashion industry that you can imagine. I've been out on my own as a stylist for about 14 years. Uh-huh. And it's been a great journey. I've worked for some of the world's top fashion houses. So just so your listeners know that I've got some credibility behind me.
Yeah, it sounds
but,
like it.
My general clientele, my personal clientele, are probably the top 1% of the economic strata, you know, the ones with the jets and
right.
They live their life.
Right. Okay, well, you might as well work with the affluent, you know, why not? You know,
well, you know, they're the ones that can pay for it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing too, is that over the years, I've really realized, you know how you play, and they say this about every successful person, that you play to your strengths and you get help where you're not so strong. And most people are not necessarily style experts. You know, they really frustrate. They're frustrated. They want to do better, and they don't know how to do it better. But they're not living in that top 1% where it's easy to go out and employ somebody to come and take care of the problem.
Right.
And so one of the things I know we're going to talk a little bit about today is the member site that I've launched. And it's because I really believe every woman deserves to have a stylist, and it's often not in the budget to do it.
Yeah.
And this gives them that opportunity to get somebody who really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I guess you're bringing it to the masses with your website. You also have a book called Style mm-hmm. Essentials.
And I do.
Building your ultimate wardrobe. I mean, that sounds pretty promising for a woman that wants to, I guess for men too, right?
Well, the book is for women.
It is.
But, you know, and you guys, you know, bless your hearts, you're destination driven for about 90% of you, 99% of you.
Right.
You're in, you're out, you're done, you have clothes. I heard years ago that the only... if it weren't for women, men would still be living in caves and wearing loincloths.
That's true.
You put clothes on because you have to.
So true.
And,
that's true.
And so, you know, for women, it's a sport.
Right.
For most of us.
It's making a
and,
statement.
And for y'all, it's not. You're definitely, I got to do this. I'm, you know, there's a funny story I tell about Nordy's, and I used to work for them. And the men's half-yearly sale, which was the day after Christmas, and I fortunately didn't have the early shift, so I'm meandering into work, and I see outside the men's department a sports car parked in the fire lane with the flashers on and a woman sitting in the passenger seat reading a book. And I'm laughing because I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is just perfect.
Yeah.
You know, the guy said, honey, I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And he dashes in and he goes, I'll take those four shirts, those three ties, that jacket, and those two pairs of pants, and I'll be back for tailoring later. Bye.
Right.
And he's gone.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty
he's
much
done his shopping
did.
For the next year or 2 years.
It's so true, though. You know, I mean, it really is. And I think if businesses depended only on men's clothes, they'd go out of business.
You'd be in trouble. Yeah,
yeah,
they'd be in trouble.
Exactly. And from what I understand also, I think in many cases, it's the woman that buys the men's clothes, right? So
yes, it is.
Yeah, so she still has
Absolutely.
To have a style and a sense of fashion when she shops for men as well.
Well, it's true, except for the fact that, you know, honestly, your fashion, your styles are mostly granimals.
Right.
You can't seriously screw up unless you try. And I know men sometimes really make a big effort at this, but it's fairly simple. And yes, having good taste in anything helps for sure.
Right. So tell us a little bit about the website that you launched. It's called Be Iconic Style, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is designed, it's designed to transform women's lives in numbers of areas. But think in terms of women. We, and guys, Sam, you'll understand this, guys are not so attached to how they look. They're attached to how women look, and women are attached to how women look, but not so much. It's not, who you are is not so wrapped up in how you look.
Right.
But for women, our self-confidence is so closely tied to our appearance that it affects every area of our lives. And so that was one of the purposes. The main purpose of the site is to have women have the opportunity to figure out how to dress well, and then pursue that and build their confidence. It changes every aspect of their lives. And Jen, I would think you would probably agree with that too.
Yes.
You know, we have a bad hair day and we don't want to leave the house.
Right.
And if we are having a bad hair day, get out of our way.
It's true. I just shut down.
Yeah. No, it's the truth.
Yeah.
And so this is designed to take what I sell and show my personal clients that can afford me. All of this is on there and shoppable, along with instructions. Here's what you want to do if you're trying to build a career. You know, we have a whole thing called Be Iconic Business, and we talk about how you dress for the office, how to up your game. And if it's Be Iconic Fitness, you know, if you look cute, you tend to work out more. Mm-hmm. Every area, we cover every area, casual dressing, everything. And it's all the same things that I would show my clients, and so they can just click and shop there. But in addition to that, we talk about how to dress for your body type, how to dress for your coloring. It's all down-to-earth help.
Right.
And it's, to guide women.
And it's stuff that many women don't get guided on, you know. I mean, it's just like maybe style, it's either something you have or you don't. I'm sure you can learn it, but many people probably don't even deal with it, and just pretty much, because, I mean, there's some women that don't dress very nice too, you know. So
no, they don't.
Yeah.
They dress very badly.
Right.
And I would say actually the majority of the population, and I always tell my clients that I could take art lessons until I was dead. I am never going to be a Van Gogh. It's just not where my talents lie.
Right.
And so it's the same thing with women. And, you know, I watch it, and you watch it if you show up at a business meeting, and the guys are all dressed similarly. They got their jacket, sport coat on, maybe a suit, shirt, tie. Women, it's who knows what's going to show up. And when you watch television, you know, you see, like, The Good Wife or Suits. They're, you know, the guys are dressed just like they should show up to the office, and the women basically look like hookers. And if you want to advance your career and you're not sleeping your way to the top to do it, this is not the way to show up.
Yeah.
But it's how women are learning, because they have no other guidance system to tell them.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do with this.
Yeah.
And the other part, that's the reason you brought up the book, the reason I wrote the book is because women are like creatures looking at shiny objects. Jen, I know you were going to agree with this. We are like, oh, look how cute that is. Oh, my gosh, it's on sale. And it comes home. And this is the famous thing. We have got a closet full of clothes and literally nothing to wear.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, you men walk in and you go, what do you mean you've got nothing to wear? I'm looking at a room full of clothes.
Right.
I know, but you don't understand. And they don't understand. And, or you don't, you know, as guys.
Right.
And we're a mess.
Yeah.
So the book is designed, honestly, to teach women how to build an essential basic wardrobe that will take them everywhere endlessly. They never have to go into a panic. They don't have to emergency shop. They save time and money. And it's a wonderful system, and we're never taught that as women. You guys do it naturally.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, whatever it is that we do regarding style, you know? Yeah. But so obviously, so you describe more also how to look at style and stuff rather than just what's in fashion now.
Oh, absolutely, because thank you for bringing that up. I call mine timeless style with a twist, because I really believe that I don't, you know, if I'm telling you for business you need to have a black suit, I am not talking about the frumpy, tailored, old-fashioned suit. I think you need to have something that's spectacular. So it's not going to go along the traditional lines of something. But I am not about, yes, we definitely address trends. We talk about them every season. But it's always incorporating pieces that are going to go back with your endlessly useful things, so that you're not constantly turning your wardrobe. Mm. Honestly, when I do speaking engagements, I will, one of the things that I do is I bring pieces out of my own closet along with what I'll bring from stores. And I will have, you know, models who, you know, maybe working for the company or whatever, but I'll, somebody that can fit my size. And then I show them and they're all like, oh my gosh, I love that. Well, that jacket's, you know, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Because if you buy well and you buy right, you're not constantly replacing. And so it's not about turning. The retailers are not necessarily that fond of my philosophy. But it's not that we don't shop, because we do. But it's about adding on and building onto. And then if it's not in the budget at the moment, you're still set. You're not in getting yourself into a fix where you don't have anything to wear.
Right. Now, so you obviously cover fashion and clothing. Do you cover, like, probably like accessories and things like this, but
yes, of course.
Yeah, but yeah, so it's like the whole package, pretty much.
It is, head to toe.
Yeah.
So that every time you walk out the door, whether you're taking the trash out or you're headed to the grocery store, you look put together. And I don't care if you're in your casual wear and it comes from Target or Forever 21.
Right.
But you just look cute. And it, again, as I said earlier, you know, our self-esteem and how we feel about ourselves, how we project to the world, is so tied up in how we look.
Right. No, I have to agree, you know, especially in L.A., God, we're so preoccupied with looks, you know.
Oh, you know, California, it's absolutely, it's all about how you look.
Right.
And we hope there's something inside, but there darn well better be a really glorious package on the outside.
Right.
There you go. At least that's our claim to fame, you know.
Yep.
We're talking to Bobby Schwartz. The book is Style Essentials, Building Your Ultimate Wardrobe, and the website is beiconicstyle.com. You guys can check those out. Your other site is thebobbyschwartzgroup.com, and how is that site different? That's more about you, right?
It's just about me. It's places you can pick up. We do YouTube every week, and so there's great videos to watch on there. There's articles, press that I've done. It tells just about the company and about what I do. So it's completely different from the member site.
Right. Okay, so it's separate. It's more about you and what you do and so forth.
Sure. So people can learn, and you can still get great information there,
right.
But it's not anything. They're completely separate, and I would say it's more about credibility.
Right.
And do I want to hire this person versus what can I take away and make this work myself?
Yeah. No, absolutely. So this is it's a membership site.
How much does it cost to be a member?
It's $16.99 a month. And if you buy an annual membership, it's 20% off of whatever the total is. So it's like $120 or something. I'm ballparking because I didn't write it down, but it's unbelievably reasonable because you're getting me.
Yeah.
And believe me, I am not generally $16.99 an hour.
Yeah, that's true. So now what can people expect to find on the site?
They can find, we have all these different areas. So we've got Be Iconic Business that I mentioned, Be Iconic Beauty, where we have a fabulous makeup artist that guests with us. He's out of Beverly Hills, as a matter of fact. And so Christopher's on there doing his thing. And then we've got all kinds of articles and product you can get, whatever you want to do on there. Then we have Be Iconic Fitness, where we've got guests that come on there and talk about ways to get fit, stay fit, eat healthy, why all these. There's lots of videos on there, and then great shopping. Uh-huh. And we have Be Iconic Travel, because I'm just have a passion for it, and I feel like most people get their souls fed through travel.
Yeah.
So we talk about locations and destinations, and then of course we've had a pack for trips and all kinds of stuff on there too, and shopping for specific destinations. And then there's tons of sales stuff, especially now, because I'm a big value person. I feel like, you know, if you can get it at a bargain, that's the time to do it, because you can extend your budget so much further. And I think in this day and age, it's probably important to most of us. And then we do a lot of discount shopping as well, so that the, you know, we've got something for everybody on there, the people who really have a just a small budget, and I encourage them to not feel like this is, you know, a sprint, this is a journey, and take your time, find the pieces that really speak to your soul, wait for sale if you can, and so we try to do things from the discounters too, so that, and Forever 21 and, you know, Revolve and ASOS, you know, different places, so that you're not, you're really getting some well-priced goodies as well.
Right. Now, in your experience, is there one thing that you could tell women that they're doing wrong when it comes to style, like in general?
Yes, I could. And it's all about skin. For the women who are getting further along the spectrum of age, please don't show it. Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah.
And I remember listening to something or seeing the, you know, the, yeah, this is what happens when you live in Dallas too long, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. And one of them was talking about going into Walmart, and he was just going on and on about, you know, the cleavage and all of that. It is not a pretty sight. When your arms are not there anymore, if your legs aren't there, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, hide and flatter, look, put on what's flattering, and then just kind of cover up the rest.
Right.
Because there's ways to dress that's super, super flattering without, and you can be very sexy without the skin. And then flip side of that, you've got the youngsters, and they think, you know, for women, it's like, oh my gosh, ladies, unless you're really after a one-night stand, and Sam, I think you'll probably back me up on this, guys like looking, but if they want a relationship with somebody, they want to be able to respect them.
Right.
And there, you get out there with, you know, your entire stomach showing and tons of cleavage and your skirt's so short that, you know, everybody's checking to see what's going to happen when you sit down. You know, it makes a difference.
Right.
And you're projecting a different message. So that would be my one thing is skin. There's, you can be sexy and show some skin, but you just don't have to give away the farm.
Right, exactly.
And so that would be my thing there. And then for guys, get help, you know?
Yeah, yeah, get help. That's short and to the point, you know?
Yeah.
How do you feel about trends? Like, are there some trends you just won't touch at all?
Yeah.
Do we all have to try
trends?
Yes,
there are.
Okay, cool.
Jen, thanks for asking that. Because we do, in fact, we were talking about getting ready for fall yesterday. And, you know, there'll probably be 20 things will show up as trends in a given season. And I go through and I pick not only what I think will be, you know, will be the hottest trend, but it's got to be wearable. So much in the fashion industry, and I say fashion rather than style, they're about just selling stuff. And
right.
What comes out, it's like, who do you think besides a 6-foot-tall
right.
woman is going to be able to pull that off?
Yeah.
With any grace and or beauty, and it's not flattering. So I go through and sort for what I do think will be the hot trend and then what I think will serve my clients well.
Right. And obviously people have to be aware, I think, and honest with their body type.
Yes.
And their age and so forth, you know. And
yes.
Some people, you know, you'll see, like, they look ridiculous when they're getting up there in age and they dress like they're little kids.
It's the truth. You know, I will say that the lines have blurred tremendously over the last, say, 10 years or so, you know, so that you can see, say, a 50-year-old woman who's dressed in casual wear or even business wear that looks exactly like somebody who's 20 has on.
Right.
And so there really are lots of things that you can do, but there are definite exceptions, and it's just embarrassing, and it's tragic
right.
when you see somebody who's it's past her time to be able to do this. Don't go there.
Right. All right. Well, Bobby Schwartz, the website, everybody, is beiconicstyle.com, and you can check out everything there. The site has a lot, a wealth of information on it. Also get Bobby's book, Style Essentials, Building Your Ultimate Wardrobe. That sounds promising. And so you have a hard copy. I mean, you have a hardcover book and a digital book as well.
We do.
And you guys can find links to that also on thebobbyschwartzgroup.com. And if you're not sure, just Google Bobby Schwartz. I'm sure you'll find all these websites. Bobby, thank you so much for spending the morning with us.
Sam and Jen, thanks so much for having me on.
Of course.
It was fun. I hope it was helpful for your listeners. And thanks again. It was just a real pleasure.
Absolutely. And much success with the new website, too.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, style is important, Jen, I'm telling you.
It is.
Yeah. People don't understand that how you need to think of how people view you, you know, if you want to. I mean, they'll always tell you don't care about what people think and everything, but it's not true if you're out there and you want to meet people and a prospective spouse or whatever, you have to put yourself together.
Right. Or even a job. Like, well, I've seen people apply for jobs and you know, different settings, and it's like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, they don't even make the effort, huh?
No, or they put something on that is completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
I was also at a charity, meeting. It was like a meeting for one of the boards of the charity, and a girl showed up wearing like a lace shirt with black bra, like coming out through it, and you could see, I'm like, this is so inappropriate. You're at a charity meeting in the middle of the day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so odd.
Yeah, people don't think. Yeah.
No, also, I do think it goes back to being true to yourself, too, and what you're most comfortable in and who you are. Like, when people try to be something they're not, or try to take on a look that they don't belong in, or a trend that just does not suit them, you have to be honest with yourself. Like, certain things look good on certain people. And I'm, like, for me, I'm 5'4". I'm never going to be 6 feet tall.
Right.
It's like Lauren and I have this conversation every time. Like, we get dressed. We're like, there's no way we can wear high-waisted jeans.
Yeah.
It would make us look like a sausage. There's just certain things we can't wear. So,
yeah.
You know, I think just being true to yourself and saying, like, okay, I am built this way.
Right.
I look best like this. I also like certain things and not other things. So why would I buy that?
Right. No, I mean, that's true, you know, and you got to... You got to fit things to your body style, I think, because otherwise, yeah, you look like a mannequin with the wrong clothes on it.
Right. And like that's why I think people do end up with a closet full of clothes that they don't want to wear. And they say, I have nothing to wear.
Yeah.
Because you're buying the wrong things.
Right. That's true. Yeah. That's why when I go buy clothes, I have started spending more time with it, so I don't have to go and come back and return it. You know? And also, I think when you go shopping, I sort of like got a little more experienced in it. Like, you need to know what to look for. Like, for example, I looked for a couple belts, so I just looked at them. They looked nice. I took them. Looked at the size, fine. But then when I got home, it didn't look right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The same with clothes as well. You know, I mean, it looks great on the hanger. You go in the dressing room, and it doesn't look quite the same.
Yeah.
So you got to try things on. You know, you got to see, and it's got to fit nice. To me, it's like I realized you need to feel good in your clothes.
Right.
You know, it needs to be fun, not just something that you throw on.
Yeah.
You know, but many guys don't look at it that way. I don't know. I mean, I don't get guys just walk around in flip-flops all the time and shorts.
I don't know about those.
T-shirts.
I wouldn't date those people.
Yeah. I know. And a lot of guys are like that. You know, it's like, come on, man, relax.
Yeah. I mean, I also don't want to, like, a guy that tries too hard or cares more than I do. Because, like, while I want to look good, it's not the most important thing to me.
Right.
Or the only thing to me. I care when I leave the house. So I put on clothes and I look decent.
Yeah.
But if some guy is prettier than me, or like his hair is perfect and it takes him 2 hours to get ready, I could never date that guy either.
Yeah.
Ugh, get a grip.
Yeah, I know. Some people overdo it.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they're just in love with themselves. I don't know.
Or they're insecure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you work in fashion as a dude, like, you don't have to walk the runway every day.
Right. And I can't imagine many straight guys are in the fashion industry either.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
Like chefs and stuff, right? I mean, there's a lot of men in the food industry too where you wouldn't expect them. You know?
Well, it's also art. Like if somebody is into that and they like have a good eye, like my cousins are more stylish than I am for sure. They have a better idea of what's going on in the fashion world than I do. But both of them are very straight, yes.
Guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They just have a good eye for that stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't care.
Yeah.
So I ask friends for help, and I'm like, does this look good? Cool, thanks. I'll wear it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, pretty cool. Let's see what's going on. I guess David Letterman did his last show last night.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you see it?
No, I saw clips from it.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of people on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess they had the presidents on the screen or something, like past presidents and also Obama.
Oh, I didn't see that part? I didn't see that, but I Tina Fey was on, Jim Carrey.
Oh, wow.
A ton of people.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did I miss that? I forget to tape it.
I did too.
Yeah. Maybe they'll show it again or we can...
I'm sure there's also clips online.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the same, but okay, whatever. It just said, it would have been nice to see, but I mean, I'm usually not that into his show. But it would have been nice to see, I guess, all these celebrities and stuff. They say no tears were shed, but, you know, but he seemed pretty emotional, I think, from what they're saying.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the end of an era. What's he going to do now?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. He'll probably come and do like Jerry Seinfeld, you know, sometimes do things here and there. But
I mean, he never has to work again, really.
Nah. Not him and not his kids and not his grandkids.
No.
Yeah. Nobody in his lineage is going to have to work.
No. Which is very cool for them.
Yeah. I know, but you think it's like one person makes the money for the whole family, you know?
Yeah. I mean, who knows? I don't know what his family does, but maybe they do work.
Yeah, maybe they do. Well, he has a wife and a kid. And that's unusual, too, to have a kid at his age, you know. I wonder how old the kid is. They're not saying here. I'd be interested to know because it can't be more than maybe 10 years old or something because I remember when they brought the kid. And you're going, my God, this guy's old, you know. I mean, David Letterman, to bring a kid. But they do that. They do that.
Who?
People bring kids when they're very old.
Have kids?
Because I guess men can. I don't know. You know, so they marry younger women and bring kids to the world, which is cool, you know. I guess the Foo Fighters were there singing the final song that he likes. And, so farewell, David Letterman.
Farewell.
Did they say who's going to take his place?
I think it's Stephen Colbert.
Oh, that's right. I heard something about that. So he's taking over. Mm-hmm. Do you like him?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really watch late night TV. And if I were to, I would watch Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Or Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I know.
I'm already committed.
Yeah. Don't want to betray your guys there, you know?
No, yeah. I'm committed.
Yeah. So McDonald's employees are marching and protesting. I don't know if you heard, but in L.A. we have like $15, or is it California? We have $15 an hour minimum wage now.
It's supposed to start, I think, in 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we just... So we just agreed on it now, I guess,
A bunch of states did at the same time.
Yeah.
Like Seattle, or cities, Seattle, Chicago, L.A., San Fran.
So it's a city thing? It's not a state thing?
I think so.
Yeah. Maybe it is. I don't know. But $15 an hour to flip hamburgers, come on, you know. That's a lot of money. But it's, you know, it's... McDonald's claims it's the union, you know, trying to organize against
them. Of course.
Them. Yeah. And I don't know. I have my own opinions about unions. They were a good idea in the beginning, and I think many of them turned into monsters, you know. So I don't know. They're shooting themselves in the foot sometimes. But
what do they want? They want $15 an hour.
That's not what I wanted to click on. The thing is, what people don't understand is this. Look, because people will ask, well, how can you be against minimum wage? The thing, or like a higher minimum wage. And the thing is this, you have to understand, when you raise the minimum wage, all other salaries have to be raised as well.
Right.
And what happens is, then businesses have to pass it on that increase to the consumer. If they don't, they're going to go out of business. And when you raise pass it on to the consumer, then the prices are higher and all that stuff, so people buy less. And that's what happens. So you raise salaries and people will end up buying less, not more. And that's what people don't understand. It's elementary economics. And so it helps some people, but the economy in general, it doesn't help. And that's why, you know, that's why business owners are concerned, you know, because it's like, wow, you mean I'm going to have to pay twice what I did or 50% more? Yeah. So I guess it depends on your perspective. You know? If you're the employee, you want more, obviously. So going back to that video with the mom shaming her kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so far it sounded okay, right? I mean, she's just telling her,
yeah,
you're pretending to be 19, and she's, what, 13, she said?
Yeah.
Or something? Wow. She definitely doesn't look 13, this girl.
I mean, I don't know why the mom did it online, but...
Right, that's the thing. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but let's hear the rest of the argument there. She actually had, the mom had somebody videotape it on purpose to see her castigating her daughter.
Being a freak? So you need to speak up so the people can hear you.
No.
Did I just say speak up?
No.
So you got a Facebook page and you're on there with your bra on, right?
Yes.
Is that what you do? Is that what you do?
No.
So you're 13. We have established in the last few seconds that you're not a freak, that you don't sit at home with a bra on, you don't wear makeup. You don't take pictures like that. You don't have no lace panties. You barely know how to wipe your ass good, don't you? Right? Am I talking?
Yeah.
You barely know how to wipe your ass good, but you're a freak, right? But you got friends as grown-ass men on your Facebook page, though, right? So tell them that you're 13, you're not a freak, and you don't know how to wipe your ass good.
Okay, well, I guess we get the idea, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, the mom has valid points, but this is a form of bullying, I think. Wouldn't you say? I mean, to expose her to this on video.
Yeah.
I mean, to even videotape this is a personal, private thing.
Right, and I think the mom is... clearly, it's made the news, so she got what she wanted.
Yeah.
But...
I don't think she wanted to humiliate her daughter, but... that's probably what she got out of this.
She's not only humiliating her daughter, but she's really embarrassing herself.
Yeah.
Because of the things she's saying. Like, wipe your ass good. Like, you also sound uneducated. So while you are trying to do something by teaching your daughter not to pretend she's something she's not and not to grow up too soon and pose as something that you wouldn't respect, you know?
Right.
I think she just sounds kind of like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, she does, you know. I mean, but you don't have to be educated to be able to put your kid through that. But
she sounds like Mama June from Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Like, you don't wipe your ass. Like, you're a freak. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How about just tell your daughter to have some respect for herself?
Yeah. That's
and why is she doing that? What is it? What is she not getting in her life that she needs to do that for validation?
Right. No, that's true. That's true. And she has to wonder why her daughter's behaving that way in the first place.
Exactly.
Lace panties and stuff. Come on. You know. But so she has a point. But, you know, I mean, over 11 million people have watched this. And thousands of comments. Many are praising her for a tough love.
But, and I agree with the tough love part. But there's more to it. There's like,
no, there is.
Why do you feel the need to do this? Like, you're not displaying your best version of yourself. I mean, listen, my parents didn't really talk to me that way, but like my dad was more like, you've one reputation.
Yeah.
That's all he said. It was one sentence and that was it.
Really?
And I was like, oh, okay, you have a point. You know, and he was like firm in that and that's all it took. I was like, okay, don't be a slut.
Yeah. Well, at least you caught on, you know, and you took his advice and everything, but apparently some people don't. But I just think it's very embarrassing to the kid. Not a good idea. 13-year-old, you know, don't do this to him. Do it behind closed doors. I mean, I never, you know, I mean, I remember when I had fighting in my house and stuff, I would close the windows so nobody can hear. You know, it's nobody's business what's going on.
No, and it's like exploiting her child.
Right. It really is.
To look like she's a good parent.
Right.
Because she could have said all of that without the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
And it would make the same impact, hopefully, on the child. Right. Not then the layer of embarrassment.
Right. And so her excuse is, I wanted to help other parents and all this stuff, you know. But come on, you know. So you do this at the expense of your daughter's dignity?
Right. She could have written a blog post and said, my daughter did this and I'm having these issues with a child at this age. If you have similar things, here's some tips on how to talk to them.
Right. No, that's true. And some experts are saying, you know, justifiably, I think, that if kids are going to be publicly humiliated, they're going to get really good at hiding the truth.
Right.
Which is, it totally makes sense. You know, I mean, so I don't think you prefer that, because if your kid starts hiding things, that's even worse.
Right.
You know, so she's going to go and meet older men offline and stuff. She's not going to tell anybody, and something bad could happen.
Right. You know? Instead of feeling comfortable in talking to her mom.
Right. Yeah. So I think the mommy has to take a look at herself also.
Right.
You know. Really. Yeah. I mean, you know, kids... Look, I mean, kids get influenced by their peers and all that. There's no doubt about it, especially that age. But I think if you instill a good foundation in your kids, they may be able to resist some of that temptation.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, so that's that.
Sam, you look tired. Are you going to take a nap after
Do I look tired?
Yeah, you do.
I know. I feel very tired, Jen. I'm going to take a nap in a little bit.
Good for you. Yeah. You should. It's the perfect day to do that. The weather is less than exciting.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, a lot going on, so it's really cool. I'm really, like, reinvigorating the station and the website. Because, you know, after 7 years, I want it to be fresh. So we're making a new app and a new website that's almost ready. We start playing good, awesome music. So we're, like, revamping everything just... to be fresh and new and exciting, you know.
Yeah.
So it's keeping me busy, as you might imagine. I mean, the people that are doing our website are in India. So I talk to them on Skype like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, your favorite.
When they're working, yeah. And also with Uber, you know, I've been researching this a lot, purposely looking at complaints and criticism and things like that. And you know what, Jen? I don't know if I'm cut out for that kind of work. So
why?
I'm gonna try it, because I don't think I'm gonna be patient with rude people. I mean I don't have patience for stupid and rude people.
Right.
You know, so I think if I see that, it might really irritate me. I don't know. That's why I have to try it and see. It's also, so it depends on how you look at it. You know, if you look at it as a business, as a job, then you're gonna get the cheapest car you can, the least amount of gas, and trying to make a decent money with it. But from what I understand, it's just there's so many. They're saying there's almost 20,000 drivers in LA alone.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
Yet there's still a surge price.
Yeah, yeah, there is a surge price sometimes.
Ugh, all the time.
Really?
I mean, it's not that bad, because if it's like 1.5 times the amount,
right,
it's not terrible. But sometimes it's 3.4 times the amount, which is great for the driver, but terrible for the consumer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's what... So I was thinking of starting with a... I can get my hands on a small SUV, like an Escape. And I thought that would be like, you can charge more money and stuff. But no, it's still a Uber X. I mean, an Uber X, because you can only fit 5 people in there. So they go based on that.
Right.
So even if you have, you know, if you only have 2 rows of seats, then you can't be an SUV or an XL or any of those.
You know, you could also do Lyft. And supposedly they're friendlier people that take
That's
Lyft.
What I heard. The people that take it?
Yeah.
Oh, because I heard the company is friendlier too, but... And they're more, and I think they charge more and pay less to the drivers. That's what I started reading up on it. So, and some drivers drive for both, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I'll have to see. But I'm sure the demand for Lyft is a lot smaller.
And, I don't know. So Lyft, though, the premise is that you're getting a Lyft from a friend, essentially. So the person driving has to be super friendly. The person taking it clearly wants to chat. Right. And that's why that's not my thing. Because I want to be driven. I don't want to make a friend.
Right, exactly. And that's why they tell you, you know, don't start a conversation with a passenger unless they start one.
Right.
You know, because they may not want to talk.
No, I never do. But then I feel bad and I feel like I'm going to get bad ratings from the driver. So I talk to them.
Yeah.
I always ask how their day is.
Right.
Or if they're driving a lot tonight or if they've, I don't know, had a successful night so far.
Yeah. But it's definitely a lot of rides you got to take to make money, and I don't know that I can do that, so we'll see. Anyway, everybody, thank you all for joining us. Bobby Schwartz, thank you for calling in about style. Check her out. And that's it. Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll see you then.
Yeah.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.